Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your lunch and sit back and listen to the messages as you enjoy your day. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you about all that she is.
Thank you, Barbara. Hello, this is the magical DC Love. My current journey, I think, is a little different than most. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, and people will say, DC, what kind of cookies? Sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies with amazingly beautiful sprinkles on top. A big 2-pound container of sugar flew off my kitchen countertop onto my tile floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And if that's not enough to get someone's attention, I then had myself begin to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And still more messages from spirit. I then felt spirit upon me. And I'm screaming, get off, get off. I can't breathe, get off me. So all of that really helped me because I had no other choice but to listen. And it propelled me forward onto the current path that I find myself on today. And it is a beautiful path. It was so sudden, it was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I had a background in law enforcement, but I hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. It's a long story. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me a while to realize that we truly do have a divine connection, and Joan has left the door open. Those on the other side walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating as well as a wide variety of divine source, and it helps me to have the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way, and I'm so blessed to be here on live radio and accessing an even wider audience and bringing my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But if you want the cliff notes, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good morning or afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. I am trying to do more than one thing at a time, and I know that doesn't work, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara of Amazing Grace Runs. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, a teacher, and so much more. And my journey was about finding myself. That's it. I was looking for me because the person that I was not someone I was happy with. I had spent most of my life trying to be what other people wanted me to be. And I can tell you from experience, that doesn't work. And so I started looking for me. And it was interesting because I found that there were a lot of things that I didn't see because I wasn't willing to change. It's like I was looking for the answers, but I wasn't willing to accept them if I found them. And that's something that people do. We think that we are open to all of these beautiful changes happening within us, but we're actually not. I was having a dream this morning when I woke up where I was fighting, and the person I was fighting against was me, but I was someone else in the dream, and I was fighting against me because I was telling me that I needed to change, that there were some beliefs that I had that weren't mine and really didn't serve me, but I didn't want to let them go. And I was fighting to hang on. And so when I wake up in a dream like that, of course, the first thing I have to do is start doing dear innate statements and clearing out whatever it is that was being shown to me. Because I do want to change. I love the changes in my life. I love who I am now. And I'm not willing to give that up. So if you are finding it difficult to change, or you're finding that you're fighting yourself in changing, don't feel that you're alone. It's something we all do. But when you do make that commitment to truly changing, it does change everything. So that's why I do what I do. If you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. And if you have any questions, it also tells you how you can connect with me. All right. So that's enough about me. So, DC, what kind of messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, the first message is from Joan. And she's saying, "Hey, Barbara, it's me, Joan. I saw that your show is now on at noon. It's 3 hours later. I like that. It's so much better for me." And, in fact, she's saying, I was discussing that with Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer. And she said, "We all agree that this is such a good time." So she's saying that she was telling everyone up there that she's getting everyone up to speed about our new time, Barbara.
Oh, good.
And she's letting everyone, she's saying, "I just want to say, nothing is yours permanently, so please enjoy it while it's happening. And this show is on at a great time, let me tell you. And remember, yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery, and today's God's gift. That's why we call it the present. I just want to tell everyone, you got to realize that life does go by really fast, so please don't worry about the wrong things." And on a lighter note, she's laughing a little bit, and she's saying, "Remember, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself in any direction you choose." And she's saying, that's just a little bit of Dr. Seuss humor. She's saying, "Barbara, I love you. I love you, DC, and I love the time of your show." So we're happy she's happy, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, she's sitting down now, and she's going to listen to the show. We have Archangel Haniel coming in, and she's saying, "Blessings, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Haniel, coming before you today. I'd like to take each of you on a healing journey. As you connect with your inner child, know that you are fully supported by God and the angels. Sit in a comfortable chair and please close your eyes. Begin to breathe deeply in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And with each breath you take, notice that you are going deeper and deeper until you see your beautiful inner child smiling and waving to you. He or she is waiting for you in a very special place that you love to visit as a child. You embrace this beautiful little being with love and joy, and you remember all the details of how you looked at that age. Pick an age that you really remember and had so much fun, and sit with that beautiful inner child and begin to become aware of all the negativity that has been stored within you. Beloveds, you allow these emotions and beliefs to surface now without judgment. And your inner child tells you that you've been carrying this for much too long. It's not necessary. Together you connect with your personal truths. All anger, sadness, trust issues, trauma, fear, rejection, or pain, or anything negative is now lifting. Beautiful love and light replace all of these unhealed emotions and responses. And you realize you are not broken. You are a perfect child of God. Your inner child helps you to realize that everything negative that you've thought and held on to is not your fault. You didn't deserve to feel like that as a child, and you certainly do not deserve to feel like that as an adult. You forgive yourself for carrying all that baggage, and you thank that beautiful inner child for helping you to release all that no longer serves your highest good. You hold this beloved being in a loving embrace and thank them for helping you to realize that in each moment you did the best that you could. You now feel a sense of freedom, knowing that a powerful healing has just occurred. You now have unconditional love, happiness, and joy within you and your inner child. Your inner child invites you to return for a visit whenever you feel the need to return or just to play. You slowly begin to breathe deeply once again in through the nose, and then out through the mouth, and you wave goodbye to your inner child for now. When you are ready, open your eyes and return to the present, but remember, embrace the love and joy that remain with you. Okay, Barbara, are you back with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so I went out last night for a meal with friends I haven't seen, you know, in a while, and it was really beautiful. And we began to talk about a healing mass that I would go to before COVID happened. And it's a beautiful mass because at that mass, I once connected with St. Barbara. And she asked me to share the message that I had at that time. So here is her message. Hello, beloveds. It is I, St. Barbara, who come before you. The message I bring today for you is to consciously be aware of all the anger that is in the world today, and there may be some as well in your personal lives. During my lifetime, in the 4th century, I lived as a daughter of a prominent pagan, and I lived a life where I was kept under lock and key by my father. I had nothing but time. Oh, sorry, Barbara. I had nothing but time, and I chose to use this time wisely. I became a Christian, and I prayed and I studied for a good part of my day, and secretly, I was guided and baptized by a Christian priest. I was isolated from the outside world, catching views of the beautiful flowers that covered the ground and the amazing stars that lit up the night. My father had a structure built in which most miraculously there were 3 windows. Originally, having 2, upon my father's absence, I asked that a 3rd window be added to me representing the Trinity. It was a bathhouse for my private use. On one of the walls, I had etched a cross with my finger. I refused to marry someone that my father suggested. He then became enraged with me. I told my father of my faith, and I was tortured and beheaded. My own father was my executioner. I did not anger. Instead, I gave everything to God. My prayers brought about miracles. My soul was taken to paradise by the angels. My father was struck by lightning. The tomb where I was buried became a site of miracles as well. God was with me at all times. He was my strength, showing me how anger does not serve us, and it should never control us. You always have a choice to how you respond. I trusted God in my situation. My life and my death are surely an example that are extreme on which I talk about anger. But what I ask of each of you is that you turn to Jesus in those times of anger. Jesus was, you know, He will always be there for you as He was for me. Allow Him to provide the solutions that you are looking for. You will feel the difference that this makes. It truly does make a difference. Jesus is always the answer to your anger. Let His love replace your anger. I love you, St. Barbara. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. I am here for you. I am always here for you. Many people have this belief that I only come when you call me. And actually, I never leave. You are never alone. I am always here for each and every one of you. And so there is nothing that you need to hold back from me. I see all that is within you. I know all that is within you. I know your fears. I know your secrets. I know everything about you. And I love you. I love you, knowing everything. I love you. This is the unconditional love of your Creator, of the Father, of God, of Allah, of Buddha, of whoever it is that you worship and believe in. It is the unconditional love that creates everything in existence. It is the unconditional love that is always present. It is the unconditional love that is you. Yes, you are love. Some of you have a hard time believing that because you don't love yourselves. You don't love your lives. You may not love anybody or anything, but you are love. And when you start accepting that love, just accepting the mere thought that you might be love, begins to make changes in your own life. It begins to open you to the flow instead of closing you off and keeping you distant. That is something that you do. God would never do that. God always loves you. And that flow of love is always, always available to you. And if you choose not to experience it, it is not forced upon you. God does not want to control you. God loves you. God accepts you. God accepts you exactly as you are. And there's nothing more to be said about that, because that is simply the way that it is. Love is. You are. Open up to love and experience the wonder and joy of life. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
That was awesome, Barbara. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful message for today.
Yes. I just love the messages. Okay, now we are going to go to our callers. If you have a question, feel free to give us a call at 646-716-5045. That is 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 when you call so that we know you have a question. Otherwise, we assume that you are just listening. And sometimes we respect that, and sometimes we are guided not to respect that. So it really doesn't matter. Okay. We're going to go to our first caller. And this is that wonderful 11111111111 number. And let's see who it is. Hello, who's this?
Wonderful sisters, how are you?
Queen.
Yes.
Hello, Queen. I couldn't hear you at goodness.
Are we having technical difficulties?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, Barbara, I could hear you perfectly. Queen is like muddled or something. I can't hear her. Can you hear her clearly?
She's a little muffled kind of sounding.
Let's try this.
I still can't understand what she's saying.
Is this
okay? Talk some more, Queen. Talk more than a few words.
I will say. Mm-hmm. Okay,
you are breaking up.
I don't know what to do. So I'll just listen to you. What you have to say to me.
Okay. DC, she said she's just going to listen to us and what we have to say to her.
That works for me. Queen, I'm seeing all the beautiful jewelry that you make. And, you know, the crown that you wear as well, it is absolutely amazing. I mean, your jewelry just, when I see your jewelry, I have to just, like, sit there and just, I just love it. I have to. But the angels are saying, you've got to see, you know, beyond all that, you know, beautiful jewelry you wear, all the beautiful, I see you in all these beautiful clothes, and it's really like what's underneath that matters, Queen. The person that, you know, we call Queen. Okay? And you're asked for a second, I don't know if this is easy or if it's not, but to see yourself without all that adornment, okay? And see yourself, you know, as you are. Okay? So, because that beautiful person that we call Queen, I mean, doesn't, you know, it just adds to your essence because you are already magnificent as you are. Okay? Okay, so the angel says it's time to go beyond. Okay. And I'm just getting, there's something maybe presently that's going to bring you an opportunity. Okay? Okay. And I'm getting watched because it may not be as it seems. Just be careful. And as we know, all that glitters is not gold. That's the first message that, you know, I'm getting. I don't know if that resonates with you. I'm hoping it resonates with you. But all that glitters is not gold, Queen. So there's something about, I don't know, there's something maybe coming up for you. And just, you know, be sure to know that, you know, this opportunity may seem wonderful, but in actuality it might be something a little different. Okay, so that was the first message that I got for you. Okay. Now, the next message that I'm getting is I see you walking this beautiful path, and there are so many happy times waiting for you, Queen. And know that you are walking this amazing path. The angels walk with you, and you've got to believe in you. You've got to believe in your dreams. You have to have, you know, the confidence to keep going and feel the excitement, visualize it. You've had some, you know, times in the past that may have not been what you expected, but those times are now over. You're going forward. You're creating the life of your dreams. Queen, you planted all those beautiful seeds, so be ready because your dreams are starting to sprout, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a lot of celebrations coming up for you, so, you know, get ready because I just feel like it's going to be totally amazing, Queen. Okay, I just want to see if I have anything else for her, for Queen. Okay. And Ginger is just reminding you that, Queen, whatever you want to do, you can do it because you put that intention out there to the universe. And you are on this amazing mission that only you, you know, can do. You have incredible, incredible connection with Spirit. And just, you know, follow Spirit because it's, you know, you're going in this direction, and there's like a sign that Ginger's showing me, and she's saying, look up, man, what does the sign say? And saying success. She said, yep, Queen is headed for so much success, okay? So this is your time, Queen. It's a time of change. There's some changes that you need to make. You do have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. You are going to be somewhere where you have never imagined you would ever be, Queen. And I believe we touched on that a little bit, you know, in the last time that we connected. But I think it's going to be even, you know, on a higher platform than we even discussed, Queen. Okay, so this is your time. You've got to make the changes that need to be made. And you've got to really resonate with how powerful that you truly are, Quinn, because you are powerful, and you've got to really resonate with the power within. Okay? You have the strength, and you have the ability to keep going on that path, and you're destined for greatness, Queen. Okay, so I hope that resonates with you. So this is a time that, you know, you've got to sit there, you've got to be honest with yourself, and if something doesn't feel right, you've got to figure out why. Okay, you've got to, if there are people that you're connecting with and they don't feel right, you've got to, you know, see what's within and, you know, why doesn't this connection feel right? Okay, I'm getting it's your journey, it's you who are the one that matters, Queen. Okay. And I'm also getting good, you're saying, Queen, you know, like you're looking over all the big stuff, but it's the little stuff that we have to watch for as well. The littlest of details have to be, you know, really put into that equation of you coming into your greatness, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you have to sort of like, you know, like the fine print. You show me an article and then down, you know, when you see it at the bottom of an article, you'll see terms and conditions. Well, click on those terms and conditions and really read what they are telling you because they're really important. And if things don't feel right, well, then you know they're not right. And Ginger said, call upon me, and I'm going to sniff out and see if there's anything else you need to know, Queen, because she has a great sniffer, okay? And she's saying, you know what, I want to make sure that you get on to that path of success. You truly deserve it. And you've got to, again, she's saying you've got to resonate with how powerful you are. You really do underestimate yourself a little bit. And, Barbara, that's what I have. I hope that resonates.
Okay. Queen, if you want to say something.
Thank you. I can hear you.
Did you hear her say thank you?
I did hear the thank you, and you are so, so welcome, Queen. We're honored to, you know, to come in and to connect with you, and I get so excited when someone is on like a magnificent path and they're going forward towards success. It really excites me. We're very proud of you, Queen. But Ginger's saying, you know, she's proud of you too, but
thank you.
She just wants to make sure that in some respect you're not standing in your own way, okay?
Got it.
Okay, well, she's saying go out there and be amazing. You know you are.
Okay, Queen. I am getting a message for you from Helena. It's been a while since she's popped in, so here's what she wants to say. I always loved your ability to be you. It's like you didn't care what anybody else said, what anybody else thought. You were simply being you. And that also scared me to death because I didn't know how to be me. I didn't want to be me. I didn't see me as someone that anyone would really desire to be. And yet you were you. You were strong. You were powerful. You were your own thinker. You didn't care what the world said. You were just being you. I want you to know how rare that is, that most people get wrapped up in other people's opinions and other people's thoughts, and they're trying to meet other people's demands, and you don't do that. You remain you, and you get stronger in who you are. That is your rare gift, and I hope that you appreciate it and value it and allow it to grow. Because who you are, Now I can see so much more than I could before. And it's amazing. It's amazing who you are becoming. You are this beautiful beacon of light to so many. Don't ever stop being you. Don't ever stop being you. You inspire. That's who you are. I love you. Thank you for having been in my life. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Beautiful. I don't recall having heard from Helena. Is that Helena that we know, or who is Helena?
Helena was in our Thursday night group.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Did she transition?
Yeah, last February, I think.
Oh, I thought her grandmother or her aunt or something transitioned as well, right?
No, not that I know of.
The one she used to go, oh, well, I thought it was her. Wow, I didn't realize it was her. I wondered what, wow, and she's coming through. I love it. Well, welcome. How beautiful to hear from her this way. And now
yeah.
You can hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm really touched that she has become a voice for the voiceless in the other realms. More power to you, girl. Oh, thank you for visiting us. I'm about to cry again.
Well, she doesn't want you to cry just because she's no longer in the physical. She's like, what is she saying? She says, I am extremely active now, and I find that my actions have an even bigger impact than they ever did in the physical. So I am perfectly happy with this.
Wow. Can you tell us more about where you're at? I can make somebody. But can you shed more light? Give us more on your location.
Okay, I didn't understand part of what you just said.
Okay, that's enough now. Well, you know what? Before you go, Helena was showing me, she asked Lakshmi to, you know, Lakshmi is with you at this time to help you align with your abundance. Okay, so the beautiful, I don't know, I think it's a goddess, Lakshmi. Okay. And it's all about,
yes.
You know, that you're walking that beautiful path of your true authentic self, Queen. And you'll have the, you know, the prosperity, but yet that you deserve. Okay? It's going to be, you know, a journey into wholeness.
Yes.
I hope that makes sense. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Helena, I'm just touched by your
food. Really? Thank you.
Wow.
Namaste.
Barbara, I heard a different voice. When she thanked Helena, I actually heard like a different voice. It wasn't your voice.
I don't know whose voice it was.
I think it was Helena. I've never met her, but I think it was Helena. I don't think I've met her, correct?
You've talked to her lots of times.
I've tried. The Helena that I know?
The Helena that lived in outside of New York City?
Yeah.
And she was an actress?
Okay.
And she was very into Native American rights.
Okay. I didn't know she transitioned. Wow. Barbara?
Oh, I thought I'd tell you.
You did not tell me. My gosh, I'm in shock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was in February.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I just got the chills. When you said Helena's with us, I thought it was our Helena, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did think it was our Helena. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm just, like, at a loss for words. My goodness.
She's just cracking up. She's saying, get over the loss. That's old news. Like, don't even go there.
Well, you know what? When Queen spoke, I did hear her beautiful voice. My goodness. And she's just smiling at me and laughing.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
My goodness. Well, she better come in and help me too. I need a little bit of help, so you better be there, girlfriend. I know I have Ginger and Joan, but sometimes I can get into trouble.
She says, be careful what you ask for.
That's all cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God bless. Yeah, you never told me, Barbara. I'm just in a state of shock. Wow.
I thought I told you because she.
No,
she,
I did not hear that.
Transitioned.
Goodness.
She came in and she was talking to me and she gave messages to our group that meets on Thursday nights because we're a very tight knit group, and I thought I had told you.
No, I
just.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I just cannot believe. Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, she's laughing at me, so whatever.
Okay, she's saying to everybody that they need to let go of their doubts and fears, because even though you find them safe, they don't take you to who you are meant to be. They keep you away from all of the beauty in your own life. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
And she's just saying, you know, she's just making everyone aware that, you know, a lot of the things that we consider as, like, things that are blocking us from getting where we need to be, we put them there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We could take them, you know, out of there. And for those of you that are listening maybe to us or listening to someone else or looking up someone's profile on Facebook or something, you've got to remember you are a unique, beautiful being, and there's only one of you in the world. So just, you know, stick to being you. That's what the world needs most is each of you. Beautiful.
Yep, that self-love and acceptance, that makes a huge, huge difference.
It really does. And, I mean, Helena, like, physically, she was absolutely beautiful, and she never saw that.
No,
how beautiful.
She didn't.
I mean, she was absolutely amazingly beautiful. My goodness. And what happened, Barbara? How did she transition?
What do you want to say about that? She says she transitioned because she just couldn't accept that she was more. And so she created a situation in her life where if she accepted that she was more, she would have continued to live And her life would have become better and better and better, and she just could not accept it.
Wow. Wow. I always remember falling from on the streets and all the street noises.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that was hysterical.
Yeah.
She was always running here, there, and everywhere. And at times she was so frightened that she had Joan on one side and Ginger on the other.
Yeah.
Yes, God bless her.
She says that she was always looking for herself and afraid to find herself. So,
aww.
You know, it's you're looking, you know what you're looking for, but you're actually afraid to find it. So you can't find it because of the fear.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Totally, totally amazing. Yeah, she's showing me she's wearing this big hat and she's hiding from herself.
Wow.
My goodness. That just, that blew me away. Wow. Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you, Queen, for bringing in Helena. My goodness.
Well, this was most intriguing, for sure. To witness this well to me.
Okay, Barbara, she cut out. Could you hear what her question was?
I guess not.
I heard that this was most intriguing, but I didn't hear anything after that.
And all I have to ask, Queen, is, Queen, do you like to bake?
The witness.
Are you a baker, Queen?
No.
Okay, because Helena did like to bake,
no.
And... And she would never trust what she baked, right, Barbara? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She didn't know if it was enough. Yeah, she would make some absolutely delicious things, and she'd be afraid to share it with others. So I was just wondering if you two, you know, were a baker. Okay, well, I'm getting there may be something that you're supposed to do in your kitchen, I guess.
No.
Okay, Queen, we can't understand you at all now. It's like every word is chopped off. All right, I will take this as a hint to say namaste too.
Namaste, Queen, we love you. They're awesome.
And be true to who you are.
Love best. Thank you.
Love you, hon. Bye.
God,
bye bye.
No, no, please.
Queen, I didn't hear a word you said. I don't know what is going on. Well, we'll just have to catch up with Queen a little bit later, Barbara.
I guess so.
Love you, Queen.
Technology, so much fun. Okay.
Yeah, really.
All right. We will now move on to our caller from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hello. This is Sheila again.
Hi,
hello,
beautiful Sheila.
Hello. Hi, thank you. Hi.
You sound wonderful today.
Oh, yeah, so much better. I appreciate
energy,
you
my goodness.
Helping me. Yeah,
yes,
a whole lot better.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is anything specific on your mind, or are you just up for some, you know, some guidance from the divine? It's up to you. What do you...
Well, it's a combination of both.
Okay, okay.
Well, I wanted to know if you have any messages for me, and because I want to grow more spiritually. And
okay.
So I have to report, you know, back into the office tomorrow, and someone had the virus prior, so I'm kind of a little nervous about that. So
okay,
those things
well.
I, Yeah. Because
you've got to let go of the virus. Just, you know, put it out of your mind. And
okay.
Know that you're never alone. I see a divine entourage around you. All these beautiful angels and guides. And just, you know, just resonate with that beautiful energy and let go of the fear and the concerns about the virus. You know, just please let it go.
All
okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is a really beautiful time for you. It's a time to really connect with that beautiful creativity within. We did a little meditation to connect with your inner child, connect with that beautiful inner child, and you're going to feel the excitement, the magic, and it's going to help you to go forward, okay? And
I'm
seeing little hearts around you, so I wouldn't be surprised if someone special might even as well come into your life, okay?
Oh, I've been waiting for that.
Okay, well, it's coming, and I'm getting, you know, but what we have to do right now for it to come in and everything, there is a little bit of fear within you, and we've got to get rid of, rid of all that fear. Like Ginger said, if she could, she would rip it right out of you, Sheila, you know?
Okay.
She's saying, you've got to get rid of it. You've got to trust, and Sheila, you're on the right path. She's saying, you've got to remember, you're on the right path. You're always on the right path, okay? And she's showing me angels, and I'm saying, they're beautiful angels, Ginger. She said, yeah, they're the angels of abundance. And they're here to help
awesome.
You to manifest, okay? You've got to open your arms wide and, you know, accept all the abundance that is coming your way and know that, you've worked so hard. You truly do deserve it. And, Sheila, you're this beautiful, loving, amazing woman that I've known for quite a while now. You've got to honor the beautiful person that you are. And you've got to know that everyone is perfectly imperfect. There's nobody that's perfect.
Okay.
So whatever you want to do and, you know, wherever you want to go, you don't have to fix anything about yourself, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, the angels are saying, Sheila, we've heard your cries. We've heard your prayers. You know, they know that you worry about finances. They know that you worry about your emotional well-being. They know that you've been thinking about love. And they're saying just keep surrendering any kind of fear, worry, anxiety. Give it to the angels. You've got to trust. Because I'm getting all this beautiful manifestation is coming your way. And Ginger's saying, Sheila, you've got to stop worrying. And I mean it. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just,
Thank you, Ginger.
An attitude. Dude, yes, she loves connecting with you, hon. You're amazing. And she's saying,
Thank you.
She's saying, you know, your finances are a big thing, and she's saying, I see the angels around you. But you've got to realize when you worry about money, money is just another word for energy. It's another word for love. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to watch how you see, you know, money. Okay, and she's showing me, like, this caterpillar, and I'm looking, and I look again, and now it's a beautiful butterfly. You're no longer that caterpillar, hon. You are that beautiful butterfly. You've got to honor yourself. You've got to love yourself for the beautiful, amazing being that you truly are. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing to get you on track. It's sort of like a spiritual tune-up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hon.
Okay, so the first thing I'm getting for you, Sheila, is a dear innate statement, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, I accept that I am not broken.
Dear innate, I expect that I am not broken.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Okay, they want us to say that statement several times, so we'll do it again. Dear innate, I accept that I am not broken.
Dear innate, I accept I am not broken.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I've never been broken.
Dear innate, I accept I've never been broken.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't need to be fixed.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't need to be fixed.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept myself and my life.
Dear innate, I accept myself and my life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that God is within me.
Dear innate, I accept that God is within me.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Oh, much better. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And as far as being on your spiritual path, they are all saying you're doing a great job. Keep looking within yourself because the answers are always there.
Okay. I'll keep looking.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Okay.
And, you know, you can call us anytime you need to.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome. Okay. Have a fun day.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, DC Love and
okay.
Barbara and Ginger. God bless. And Jesus, thank you for spending your lunch hour with us. I'm sorry? Jesus is happy that you spent some of your lunch hour with us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, too. Thank you.
He says you're always welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetie.
All right. Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is also from area code 850. Hello, who's this?
What? Hello, it's good to talk to you guys, and I'm Michelle calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
What can we
I
do
have,
you?
Well, I finally, I'm not fearful to kind of move forward in my life. I've reached a point that my dream that I wanted to do 8 years ago, or pretty much all my life, I decided I want to sell my house and live on a houseboat. And so I finally got to where, you know, letting go on the old stuff and, you know, bringing the new. And but anyways, I'm curious of what you see as far as selling the house and what kind of price range do you see me selling it for? Because that's going to determine how much I could spend on a boat and kind of what areas to look for or price range, you know. So I'm kind of lost where to look for or what price range. And it all is going to determine on how much I get my house for. Because, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I do have a sailboat. We're going to sell it also because I've understood that, it took me 4 years to remodel it, but my rheumatoid won't let me pull the ropes. So I've lost the strength of my hands. So I'm just determined I'm not going to give up, and the good Lord's with me. And I'm still going to fulfill that dream, and I'm just going to do it on a houseboat because it's more stable than a sailboat. And I won't have to work the sails. You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm just wanting a little insight on fulfilling my dreams. You know, it's kind of scary letting stuff go that you've had for so many years that you've worked hard for. But I'm like, you know what? You can't take these material things to heaven with you. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. So I'm just like, what do y'all see? Both you girls, any insight?
Okay.
Would be a blessing.
This is DC. I'm getting just, you know, let go. Just let go and breathe. You're going to have financial stability. Everything is improving, okay? And you're going to have a lot more freedom, and you're going to let go of all that worry that you have present, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, as far as price and everything, I don't know, but I feel there is someone. I don't know if you've spoken to a realtor or to someone else. I'm getting like a K name, someone that's very dependable, that may be able to help you, you know, determine the price that you want to sell at.
Okay.
Okay.
So I see a male. Do you know of, you know, to me it looks like there's a gentleman with you. Okay.
My husband, but, you know, you talking about somebody, a realtor, or are you talking about my husband?
Oh, no, I just saw there's a gentleman, and he's going to help you to determine, you know, the amount that you're going to, you know, sell for, okay?
Okay.
And you just have to be open. You've got to let go of, you know, you've got to let go of all of that because that's only going to block you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, you're on the right track. Everything does look good. And, you know, this is going to be a great time for you. Okay? So,
right.
I mean, I don't know, like I said, you know, what properties sell for in your area. But I'm getting you're holding on to, like, this too much. And it's causing frustration. Okay? So you've
okay.
got to let go of that. And, you know, you have to have a little bit of patience. But I'm getting, you know, this is like divine timing because I'm getting that, you know, you are going forward. It's sort of like I saw like a big cloud overhead and the cloud is lifting for you. The fog is
yes,
lifting.
I feel energetic and I'm excited about it. And 8 years ago, my husband wouldn't have went for it. And now he is, you know, he's real excited about being able to just relax.
Yes, spiritually, this is a big deal. You're entering into a beautiful period. There's going to be a lot of happiness that awaits you, hon. Okay?
That's so good
and,
to hear.
You know, just,
it really is.
You've got to allow. Like I said, have you checked out, if you don't use a realtor, have you checked out what the properties in your area go for? I mean, I can't give you that information.
Right.
You know, I don't have that, like, information from the angels, but they're saying that everything's going to work out well. You know, not only with selling, but, for, you know, going forward, things are going to work out really, really well for you.
How soon do you
okay.
see things starting to roll?
Okay, I'm just going to see what they say. Okay. I'm getting soon. You're going to... You know, I'm getting soon that your money concerns are going to be over soon. You're going to have a resolution to everything. But you've got to stay positive, and you've got to stay in the moment, the present moment right now, because that's the only moment that we have. And I'm getting think about things before you go and do something impulsively, because this is a really important decision, and give it the thought that is necessary to get you where you want to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But things are working out well for you. There's no need to, you know, to get worried, you know. And I keep getting a K name. There's someone with a K name that's going to help you, and it's a man, hon. That's what I'm getting. To help you.
Somebody
feel
what?
A man with a letter K in their first or their last name that is going to help you, you know, to really feel confident about selling at the right price. Okay? I keep getting
right.
the letter K. Okay, it's a powerful
okay.
man, you know, that's responsible and that will help with this. That's what I
huh.
have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You've been a blessing.
Okay, Michelle. So I'm getting that there are, I'm trying to do two things at once and I know better. So now I've closed my eyes, so you are the only thing I am concentrating on. Okay. So there is a beautiful goddess that I work with at times. Her name is Ast, A-S-T, and she wants to talk with you and clear your energy some, because there's some old energies, old beliefs and things hanging around you, and she wants to help you let them go. So are you okay with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here she is. First of all, we want you to know that what you are doing is already happening. We are working with you to bring this into your reality. And what we want you to let go of is the belief that this has to happen before that can happen, before that can happen, before that can happen. And it doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
what this is or what that is. Those are conditions that you are putting on what we can do for you. So we ask that you stop doing that. Stop trying to control what we do. except that what we do is beyond the normal. What we do is called miracles. And if you are open to miracles, then miracles happen in your life. We see that if you open up to the miracles, that everything can happen, and it can happen quickly. And we are talking very quickly if you are willing to allow. So just give us permission to bring you whatever it is that is going to be for your highest good, because we would never bring you anything that wasn't. You have come to that point where you understand that it's important that you let go. And we ask that you let go of everything. And we especially ask that you let go of the arthritis. Let it go. Let go of the whole concept that you need to have it, or that it's going to restrict you, or that it's impeding you in any way, shape, or form. Let it go. Because it doesn't need to. It doesn't even need to be there. There is so much more to you and to your life than you know. And you are opening up to your own greatness. And your greatness is beautiful and wonderful and magnificent. And you are meant to have a life that you love. And you are especially meant to be on the water. You are one of those water babies. You just love water. Water renews you.
It's my spiritual energy. It's
yes,
my spiritual energy.
It is. And that is why you are meant to live on the water. And you will. So just trust that everything is coming to be. And please, just let us know what it is you desire. And we'll let you know what it is you need to do. And otherwise, we will just take care of what needs to be taken care of. We work with you. We always work with you. And we love you. We love you so much. And we want nothing more than your happiness.
That gives me chills.
Okay. She's sending all this energy through you, too. So clearing out those old limitations and beliefs. So, yeah.
It gives me chills.
Things are really flowing now. So just be open. That's it. Just be open. Look,
thank you, girls, so much.
Oh, you are welcome. Oh, and we have a Spirit and Form in the chat room, and she says you can search property values on the tax assessor website in your area, and you can go to Zillow and look for properties for sale in your area and see how much they are selling for.
Okay, that sounds good. Tax assessor.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and for that other person, too.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, girls, so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I do see you on the houseboat. They showed me an
image
of you on the houseboat, and you're sitting on the lower deck. I don't know anything about houseboats. I live in Oklahoma. We don't have water. No, we do, but we don't have a lot of water. But I see you sitting on the lower deck on your houseboat. You are on a lounge chair, and you are sipping iced tea.
Yes, I love iced tea.
Yep, you've got a big glass of iced tea, and you are just relaxing and sipping your tea.
And that's what I want, is just to sit back and relax. I've worked so hard all my life, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have
and that's
it.
What you're going to get.
But yeah, and I keep hearing the song "The Love Boat." You know, that's I see the love boat on the side of
the love boat.
Yes, the love boat it has on the side there. Yep.
Oh wow! Do you see what color it is or anything like that? Any clues or hints what it looks like?
It's up to you. You have to decide what your favorite color is. But you're going to, you know, you're going to love it and. Yeah, you're going to find your dreams on that beautiful boat, you know? So
right.
That boat is for you, and it's saying, you know, love exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you. So that beautiful boat is waiting for you. Get busy.
Well, somebody said to me, they're like, weren't you afraid that you're going to sink? I said, you know what? I said, if you let fear hold you back, then you're never going to follow through with your dreams. You know?
Yeah.
I said, you gotta stay positive, you know, that it's the only way to get there is with a thought, you know, and then you got to keep on going.
Well, you're going to be floating to many different shores with that beautiful boat. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, girls.
God bless, hon.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have a question from the chat room. Spirit in form wants to know if Jesus has a message for her today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm seeing, you know, this beautiful, beautiful scene in my head. And I'm getting, you know, it's a beautiful field of dreams for spirit and form. And it's her time to connect with that, you know, that beautiful, beautiful field of dreams. Really put out to the universe what it is that she is wanting and looking for. And spirit and form, you have so much going on for you. You know, just keep, you know, thinking about what it is that you are wanting. You know, what is important to you? Because I'm getting, you know, Jesus is waiting, the angels are waiting. They're waiting to do anything they can to help you to be motivated and succeed in what you are, you know, wanting to do. Okay? But you've got to sit with yourself, and I suggest getting out a notebook and a pen and write everything down that you're feeling within. You know, give those beautiful, beautiful dreams clarity. Write them down, look at them, and let them, you know, influence you in the best of ways so that you know that, you know, anything is possible, okay? You deserve peace. You deserve fulfillment. And you deserve to live a life that is amazing because you too are amazing. Okay? So you've got to connect with the magic in your life, and the sky is, I'm getting, the sky is the limit, you know? So what are you putting out there to the universe, spirit and form? That's my question for you. Barbara?
Okay. And when I look, actually, while DC was talking, I was getting this image of you dancing with Jesus, and he was just, was kind of a, you know, it wasn't a waltz, what is it? Okay, doesn't matter what it is, but it was fun. You were laughing, and you were just having a wonderful time, and you were dancing into the light. You were coming out of hiding and moving into the light and allowing yourself to be seen. And so you ended up dancing with Jesus on the stage, and there's a spotlight, and people are applauding because you're coming into the light. You are allowing yourself to be seen. And that's an important next step for you, to accept that it's okay for you to be seen. It's okay for you to be seen because you're not alone. You're not doing this alone. You know, you're dancing with Jesus. So just let yourself be you. You're just this beautiful being. And sometimes it's so hard to put these things into words. But it's important for you to come into the light and allow yourself to be seen. Recognize that you are more. You are already more. Not something you have to wait to become. You already are. So it's about you accepting you. And you can just say, dear Nate, I accept myself, and say that many, many times until you feel the truth of it. And just let yourself be you and do what feels right in every moment because you are being guided. You have this beautiful, beautiful team always working with you. And they will never lead you wrong. So just accept their assistance and accept yourself and let your light shine. And it's just going to change everything. I just see your life taking off. So that's what you're moving towards. So keep
moving towards that, because that's what your heart truly desires. Okay, that's what they're showing me. And she says, dancing into the light. Beautiful, beautiful message, ladies. And Jesus, thank you. You are welcome. And you do look good dancing with Jesus, so you know. Put on some music and dance with him now. Yeah, he's waiting. So you don't have to wait. All right. We are going to go to our next caller, area code 951. If I can get my computer to do what I tell it to do. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So what's up with you today?
Oh, just playing guitar.
Good. So do you rumba?
The rhomboid rumba. I like the massage, actually. But...
I'm seeing you dancing the rumba, and I'm like, I don't know if it's Nathaniel dances. Maybe Jesus is just on a dancing kick. Okay. Well, if you do rumba, you do it quite well in my imagination, so... All right, what is it? Let's see what
Nathaniel,
is
this
getting.
Is,
here you are.
I saw the angels all playing this music, Nathaniel. And they want you to rumba, to, you know, play with your inner child, to do whatever it is. Okay, you've gotta just be childlike. Think of the things that you loved as a child. Have fun. And when you do, you're going to see that you send out this beautiful energy to the universe, okay? So I'm getting, you've been a little bit too adult lately. We have Archangel Gabriel coming in and saying, Nathaniel, it's time to, you know, to see what it is, you know, that you're cheap.
Well, maybe I should imagine that I'm just a little boy.
Yes, you imagine you're a little boy, you connect with that beautiful inner child, little Nathaniel, and, you know, go on an adventure. Maybe you see yourself and your brother playing as children, okay? I'm getting,
know,
this is going to be really
that's
important.
That's a really bad thing because he doesn't see his daughter, or, you know. So.
Okay, but this is about you being a child. This isn't about judging anyone. Okay? This is about you playing, you know, being a child and accepting everyone for who they are, you know? And you've got to accept all parts of yourself as well. You're filled with light. You have all these gifts. The universe is saying, Nathaniel, you've got to see yourself the way you are now, every aspect of yourself, okay? And know that, you know, whatever you've gone through, there are no wrong experiences. They just are, you know. So if you could, you know, Jesus is saying, Nathaniel, you know, I want to show you, Nathaniel, as I see you. I see this a wonderfully amazing being, you know. So the more that you know, just accept yourself, love yourself for who you are and others around you, you're going to have more fulfillment in your life, Nathaniel, okay?
So what I can see myself as a child, you say, what did you say?
Well, yeah, the, you know, beautiful Nathaniel, the little boy, did you and your brother have some times playing as little children?
You know, he electrocuted my toes hundreds of times and stuck me in the trunk and went 80 miles an hour over speed bumps and, you know,
I'm going to turn you over, Nathaniel. There's a little bit of needs to be,
I
understand what you're saying, hon. Okay. Barbara?
Okay. So let's see how they want to do this. Okay. The goddess Bass is with you right now, and here's what she wants to say. I'm clearing you. I'm clearing you of your childhood trauma, all of it. I'm removing it from you now. You don't need to carry it anymore. It's time to be free. When you go within and you imagine yourself as that little boy, imagine having fun. Just have fun. If you don't need to have your brother there, then don't have him there. You can have fun all by yourself. See yourself enjoying life. See yourself having the adventure of discovering the various things that children discover. You know, discover caterpillars and frogs and what lives in the creek and all of the other things that children are always investigating. See yourself investigating life and having fun. It's time for you to accept that you are not your past. You are not. You are not the things that your brother put you through. That is not you. That does not determine the quality of your life now. It is time to let all of that go, to move beyond it, because you are so much more. And we're not saying that those things did not happen. We're simply saying that they have no meaning. We are removing the meaning from them so that you can remember them and they have no effect on you. They do not trigger any emotions. They are simply something that happened. It's like a movie that you've watched and you've finished watching it, and now that movie, it has no meaning. It's just something that you did. That's it. So we are making your childhood into a movie that you can watch whenever you want to watch and not get upset and not experience any pain, any doubt, any fear, any of the things that might have been triggered before. We are removing all of the triggers, so that you can go into your own imagination now and see yourself as a child and see yourself having fun and enjoying the moment, so that you can enjoy the moments now as an adult, so that you can enjoy your life. Because it's time. It's time for you to actually enjoy being you. We love you. Okay, that's what she's doing. How does that feel?
Okay.
Okay. Well, she says she's going to keep working on you, so just, you know, be open. Be open to allowing. And just let things change.
Super. It's like so
all right. You are welcome. Okay, sit back and relax and just enjoy. Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What a great show, Barbara.
And Spirit and Form is reminding everyone that today's date is 10-20-2020.
Wow. My goodness. It's a very, very energetic day, to say the least, Barbara. I just feel the energy.
Yes.
Wow. And I didn't even, usually I pick up on the date, but I was running a little crazy today, so I missed it. So I'm thankful that she brought that to our attention.
Yes,
beautiful.
Me too.
Yes. Thank you, Spirit and Form. And we want to hear all the good stuff that's coming for you.
Yes, as you're dancing into the light.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I thank
so
you
I
again.
We are... Well, thank you, too. And we will be back on Thursday at the right time. Hopefully Blog Talk won't change it again. I don't think I picked the wrong time, but I don't know. I
well,
set up the show last night, so it might have been me. Hell, I don't know.
I don't think it was. It's been doing that. I don't know. It's just a little test to see if we're really paying attention. But it's okay.
Oh.
We caught it. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Have a blessed day. And each of you,
you
enjoy today. And just enjoy being you, because the world needs each of you. Love you all.
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.